Master Media joins you in supporting WRCT. Are you a musician, podcaster, YouTuber, or TikToker? RemasterMedia.com can make your audio sound amazing and professional. You can join thousands that have added greater depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to their audios and videos by using RemasterMedia.com. There are even noise reduction features to take away nasty buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. Before you share your next audio or video, you can visit RemasterMedia.com to make it sound amazing. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, please email pr@wrct.org for more info about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Zombo in Your Brain has no business being on the public airwaves. It's Off the Rails Radio, Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Court's in session.
Join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for a couple of hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursday.
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, 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 Pittsburgh.
Young.
you know about them great big mosquitoes they got over there in Jersey?
You mean, Joe, those big gallowhoppers?
Yeah.
Those kind that bite you when you're not even looking?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what I want to know. Now what I want to know is where mosquitoes go when the Jersey breezes blow. That's been on my mind for quite a long, long time. We'll never rest until they go. Some folks say they go to the woodland. Some folks say they go to the well. The way they bite and itch me, ah! I hope they go to
low.
What I wanna know is where mosquitoes go when the Jersey breezes blow. Come here, boy. Blow them cats away from me, boy, and let me rest. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about.
Listening to Wound Liquor with Dr. Anomia on WRCT 88.3 FM in the Pittsburgh area and surroundings. Also, WRCT.org throughout the universe.
Hello, it's Dr. Anomia. Welcome to this installment of Wound Liquor, your very own program of the healing arts. And today's show, we're going to be talking about, well, a summer thing, a very summer thing, which I like to entitled, They're Swatting the Flies, They're Smacking the Skeeters. And look, some people see flies and mosquitoes like tiny birds, and I have never experienced them in this way, these bugs. So, you know, here and there and different cultures near and far, people, you know, people turn them into food, pancakes, you know, mix them in to make bread. I am not of that particular persuasion that countenances bugs like flies and mosquitoes. When I think of flies, I think of, you know, having them in mass, you know, all green and glittery and buzzy, dancing on steaming feces. And with mosquitoes, I mean the same thing in just a different way. And that is, I remember, a vivid memory is I remember shopping for a used car. And I opened up one car with the used car salesman right behind me, and it was beige upholstery, and there were smears of blood on the dash, you know, on the side panel of the interior. And I went, ooh, and he said, damn skeeters. So they didn't detail the car very well, and you know, the swatted mosquitoes, blood and gore, swatted mosquitoes left a trail of blood, and that disgusted me entirely. Well, you know, I mean, you know, summer has this as a feature. Nighttime we have fireflies, or if you're local, but I know it's just not local, colloquially speaking, lightning bugs. And we used to take the phosphorescent thoraxes of the lightning bugs and pretend we had diamond rings, glowy diamond rings. And you know, I had one friend who smeared them into his eyes, wanted to smear them into his eyelids, but smeared them into the whites of his eyes. And you know, he couldn't see. His mom had to take him to the emergency room, and they flooded the smear of phosphorescent lightning bug thoraxes from his eyes. And the doctor said, as he told me, not the doctor, but the friend, "You're very lucky, Tom. You're very lucky. You know, you could have gone blind." And how silly to have gone blind from lightning bugs. You know, lightning bugs. And, you know, you don't think about these insects as being anything harmful, but, you know, flies are laden with all kinds of diseases, and mosquitoes, you know, can bring malaria and, you know, blood, like I just mentioned, and, you know, other people's blood. I mean, think of that. Universal precautions. I mean, the idea of swatting mosquito bearing blood from all kinds of victims. Okay, they are different blood types. Well, I think mosquitoes do like O positive blood, you know, and I happen to be O positive. So if I have an open cut and I, you know, happen to slam a mosquito, I'd be fine. But if you're, say, AB negative and you slam, what's the O positive is universal donor, but what is it? Is it AB negative? I think that you have to be very, 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 very careful about, you know, having a blood transfusion with anything else. So if that mosquito happens to have some other blood type that's engorged it, and you have a cut on your palm, and you have in a fresh cut, and you happen to slap it, and it starts to bleed into your system, well, you know, you could die. And I'm a universal donor, so I don't know that could happen to me. But anyway, welcome to Wound Liquor. And I hope you enjoy the show. As you know, I curate everything for your benefit. And we're going to have some fun. I want you to kick back. I mean, it's a very, very long, hot summer out there. And it's been very warm. I don't know if the weather will abate. I was in New York State over the last few days, and it was sweltering, and it was really, really difficult to enjoy the fauna and the fawns. Too hot, too hot. Anyway, I'll be back a little bit later. Enjoy the show. Put your feet up. Have a very refreshing beverage. Happy Thursday to you. Happy almost beginning of the weekend. And I'll stop now and we'll continue.
20th Century Fox presents The Dragonflies, starring a brilliant new master of the martial arts, Jimmy Wang Yu, unlike any other kung fu film you've ever seen. Jimmy Wang Yu is a dragon from Hong Kong, and he really flies high, kicks low. Jimmy takes off after the Australian godfather of dope and leaves a trail of bodies along the way.
This country's got a small population, and he's getting through them very fast.
Master of the martial arts and a masterful lover.
This is nice.
What did you expect? Acupuncture?
Jimmy breaks through the man's string of bodyguards, cops the godfather, tapes a grenade in his mouth, and gets what he's after. The explosive ending will blow your mind.
Yeah, what do you do if an encore?
The Dragonflies and Jimmy Wang Yu. Check it out. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, we gave her a radio show. Tune in and hear the Marksters spin the best and the worst in indie, punk, classic, country, par pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Marque. Viva La Marque. Friday night starting at 9. Exclusively here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Miles high, and when you touch down, you'll find that it's stranger than known. Tune into 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 9 p.m.
One, you ready?
Three, go.
blimp. When I see you floating down the gutter, I'll give you a bottle of wine. Put me on the white hook deck in a fat rat shed. Drag me shed to the something room, the something room.
After dreamboats.
Thank you.
soon found her when I tried to get a discount on her. Woke by ripping out the introduction page and claiming to customer services I had found it in said state. I succeeded in receiving a reasonable discount, but upon reuniting with my mother, I was not allowed to purchase the book, no matter how good the discount. She told me the library would have the book and I could read it there for free. I sometimes wonder whether the same advice would have been shared by the cow in this song upon finding her lost calves. In the hills.
Until the following day, was resting on the wall, and George noticed him. And for a moment, he kind of leaned forward and kind of looked at the fly. But he hated flies, and he took his newspaper that was rolled up in his hand and swatted at the fly. And Michael died, feeling unconditional love for George.
We'll be right back. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Did you receive a call or message that